You are listening to Sustain Now. In this podcast, you will learn from successful entrepreneurs and scientists about the newest climate change solutions to address the climate crisis. From food and agritech, over energy, material innovation, to circular economy. This nonprofit podcast is hosted by Frederica. She is a tech entrepreneur and climate enthusiast. You can find show notes and background information on www.sustainnow.ch. Enjoy the show.
In today's episode, I'm speaking with Ted Lee, co-founder of Oasense. Oasense developed a self-powered smart shower head that helps people conserve up to 60% of water and energy by switching off automatically when you step away. Ted Lee has an engineering background and worked in different sensor-focused companies, as well as at Apple. He joined as co-founder in 2019. This will be our first product fire chat. In these fire chats, we will feature products which are helping consumers or businesses to live more sustainable already today. I enjoyed this quick episode and learned a lot about how easy you can save water by stepping away. Ted Lee, thank you so much for joining my podcast Sustain Now today.
Yeah, my pleasure. I always admire your work and then, you know, really, really happy to be here.
Fantastic. So we will talk a lot about showering today. I just checked, you know, it's very early right now because you are in the Bay Area. So it's probably like 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I've got to go to shower after this.
Very good. Okay, take the shower afterwards. So my first question is, what has been your best and your worst showering experience?
I can tell you my worst shower experience. So during the development of our product, our smart shower head, the prototype breaks down during shower. So it's basically exploded and you're just looking up and then it just literally exploded and parts falling off and it hits your head and then water is splashing all over you. So I think that's definitely the worst shower experience. The best shower experience, it's hard to name one, but I guess after a very, very long day and a stressful day, and you really want to get relaxed, and then you go into this place where you find tranquility within yourself and, you know, immerse yourself in hot water, sort of really clean, not just your body, and but also your mind. I think that's always the best experience after a long day and a stressful day. And so that is what we're trying to do here. And how do we balance this with all the sustainability push that everyone is working on?
Fantastic. Yeah. So also thinking about what's my worst and what's my best. I think my best shower is after really hot workout, having this cold shower and you feel like, now it's really refreshing, you know, and you really feel energized after it. But then I also thought about bathing or showering, how much time you probably spend per week. It's not that little. And it's a little bit taking it now for serious, talking about your product today. Can you please introduce yourself in a few sentences and explain why showering, despite your experience exploding over your head, became your passion?
Yeah, so my name is Ted. I'm the co-founder of Oasense. We provide the only smart shower in the world that has new presence sensing detection inside the shower head. This is a new product where whenever you don't need water, we can minimize the flow automatically for you. So it's a sensor built-in shower that helps you save water, but at the same time, preserve that same old good rinsing experience for you. The concept started during California drought in 2015, where we've been ordered, you can't wash your car, can't have pools, you can't water your lawn, like everything needs to be shut down. You know, back then, one of our founders, he was showering and he's like, hey, showering for, you know, tens of minutes, I'm actually using a lot of water, but sometimes I really don't need the water. Like, for example, when I'm lathering soap, when I'm shampooing, I actually don't want the water to be on my hair at that moment because, you know, I wanted it to soak in a little bit. That time you actually don't need active rinsing, and most often people sit back and stay away from the stream for a little while, but the water is still running free. And it is morally correct in a way to, you know, turn off your water while you're doing that because we were in drought, like very bad. And so what if there's a device that helps you do that so you can save some problem of turning on and off? Because sometimes you know you want to do it, but sometimes you just get lazy. But what if there's a device that does it for you? And you have these sensor faucets forever at the airport, at your hotel lobby. You have these automatic things going on, like maybe for 3 decades or more, maybe more. But there's no sensor showerhead. And he was wondering, like, why? And then that whole thing started triggering, you know, Silicon Valley style. We started in a garage. gathers with brands and things like that. And so I was in as a third person of the company. The product is very interesting because it turns out that typical sensors will not work in a misty, moisture environment. You can imagine all these tiny water droplets flying in the air during showering. They act like a reflection wall for all of your IR photons. So basically, you get a lot of reflection back from these water, tiny moisture in the air, and basically jam your sensor. So typical sensors will not work very easily. And that's probably why, as we speak, we're the only solution out there that works. And then like you have sensor faucets out there for 40 years, but there's no sensor showerhead. So going in deeper, we sort of found that it's actually pretty hard to do, but it should be doable. So previously I worked at Apple, you know, in another sensor startup, just basically, you know, typical Silicon Valley tech person. My view of this was like, when they approached me, I was like, yeah, this product should exist, right? So everyone's showering, especially in the US, it's, you know, tens of minutes, right? You use maybe 20, 25 gallons per shower. And then there's probably 30% of the time you actually don't really need it. Starting from when you start to purge all the cold water inside the water pipe. You start the water, you walk away, you go on your phone, you watch TV, you do whatever you want. And just like, oh, water's hot. You open the door. Oh, it's full of steam, right? Your water runs free for more than 5 minutes. Right.
Yeah,
so that part, you really don't need that, right? And then, and then you know, just the scrubbing part, you know, like you're meditating, you're just thinking, whatever you're doing. There are times that in the shower, you actually don't need active rinsing, but the water just goes anyways.
Just to summarize it, so I understood it correctly, it's a shower hat, which you can put just on a normal shower. It doesn't need any additional electricity, I guess. You just put it on and then you shower. And as soon as you step back, and I totally imagine that the same, you know, when I shampoo my hair, I'm not even seeing anything to switch off the tap. So, and you step back, sharing yourself in. And in that moment, you know, it's rinsing. And what your solution is doing, it's actually recognizing, oh, you've stepped out of the water, and then it turns it off, and then it turns it on again. The difficult part is that the sensor, I can't really imagine, like, because there's a lot of water, little water drops and humidity, which is making it so difficult. Mm-hmm. So have you managed to create it? Like, is it already, can you buy it already? Is it already on the market?
So we launched last year online through our website. So you can now purchase one through our website. We won CES Innovation Award, we won Red Dot Award, we were Time Best Invention of last year. We're really proud of what we did. And just to make sure we complete all the feature sets, there's a presence sensing component to it, and there's also a temperature sensing component to it. So when you first start the water, you're purging out all the cold water, right? So once the cold water is out of the pipe and the water is warm, we will minimize the water flow too. So before you step in, it's already in a reduced flow mode, which is only down to 10%. You can actually hear it. You know that your water is ready, right? You start water, you're texting your friend, checking emails. You hear that sound, you know your water is ready. You can then go in and start your shower.
Saying like, beep, I'm ready? Or what's the...
No, it's just a water sound, right? You can hear full stream of water going fully, right? You can hear that sound. And then all of a sudden, it's silent. And you know that is because the water is already warm. So it's sort of like it signals you. And then so you don't have to do a lot of these again, right? Oh,
so you also have like, as you just described, the temperature sensor in it, which is, can you individually adapt that? Because I think women and men have very different temperatures.
We actually try to detect your tap temperature. So you set a temperature as normal, and then we mathematically approach that. Once your temperature is closer to what you want it to be, right, the slope of the temperature rise will be stabilized. So we detect that stabilization point, and then we turn it off for you. So you are setting it in the way you like it. We turn it off when you need it, exactly where you set it on the tap.
Is it suitable only for a certain type of showering? Because, you know, there are like the old ones where you have cold and warm separately, etc. Whereas does it need to be the new modern ones where you can actually put the temperature on it?
It works for both. We'll detect once the water temperature is stable for like maybe 5 seconds, 10 seconds. It's not increasing sharply. It's not decreasing sharply. That's the temperature we'll shut it off for. And so you sort of have to have a stable plumbing system for that to work. And then to finish up, one thing that's very important is that we wanted this to be a plug and play solution, because if you're just changing a shower head, you don't want to tear down your wall or remodel your bathroom. That's a lot of work to do and a lot of money to put in. We want to make sure that everything is composed inside the shower head. So the whole thing's powered by water. That means you have a limited power to work with by, you know, water generated turbine. that's basically what's the limiting factor of the sensing and the computation power that we can put in this complex device. So with that, there's a sensor fusion component that we invented and the company integrated into the showerhead that can help us to see through this foggy condition. So call it a sensor plus. And then that's a very, very low power sensor, but pretty powerful, especially to suit the shower need.
So kind of you create with a stream of the water, you kind of create like a water power plant a little bit inside the showerhead mm-hmm. where you create the energy for making sure that the sensors are working. Is that kind of understood mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So all you need to do is to install it like a normal showerhead and you're done.
Fantastic. So what's the price point of that product?
Right now, our first product is priced at $350 USD. We are mid to high price point for a showerhead for sure, but there's all about tech components in it. And we're also a startup company. So in order to get the volume that we want to and then the new design that we wanted to be a more accessible, there's a lot more resource that needs to put in. And then we also like to have, the product itself is pretty premium. We use very, very good materials. It's all built by metal. There's like space grade materials integrated inside our turbine so that make sure it lasts for 10 years. So it's worth the price, I would say. But, you know, we are also working on a more accessible version that will come out maybe in the next couple of years.
Okay, understood. Mm-hmm. And right now you can buy it in US, but you can also buy it in Europe, right? It's like worldwide shipping theoretically.
Yes. Yes, it's just that the shipping cost will be a little bit more different. It will be different, and then there might be some tariffs associated with that, but yes.
Got it. And regarding the sustainability, you just said before, which I can totally imagine, like it's a water-saving pot. Can you explain a little bit more what makes this product more sustainable? How do you track that? Can you get an app? Like, can I get an app and you just save 20 gallons of water? Or how do you track that? And what makes the, you know, in comparison to a normal shower head?
Yeah, so feeling for it? So we do not have an app. Maybe we'll have an app like later on. But I personally do not believe that that's the most important thing. The most important thing is that you wanted to save water and you know you save water and energy, especially, you know, showers, typically hot water, right? So it's a heated water. So that's water and energy. We talked to a lot of users before we started to design this product, product enthusiasts, people who really care about water. A lot of people said, you know, even guys who have solar installed, like, I like to see my electricity, but I have an app. I look at it day one, day two, day three, and then a week later, and then a month later, and then a year later. So the app is like something fancy to start with, but then later on, it becomes sort of obsolete. So for our first product, we really, really focused on making sure that the sensing component works. And again, like we have very limited power generated from the water, right? So we have to use every resources to make sure that we have the best experience and the most essential experience, which is actual water saving than the data that you see on your phone, right? You know you're saving energy, you know you're saving water every day. And I think that's the most important part. Later on, maybe we'll do something if we can plug into a bigger ecosystem. For example, I talked to a lot of hotels, they're interested. If that can be plugged into some of their central system across like all the water and utility and everything like that, then an app would make a lot more sense. But I think for consumers, it's good to have. It's fancy. It's also fancy and fun. But I think the most important thing is that, you know, you're using the shower every day. You take a step back and you feel that you're doing something good for the environment, for the future, for your kids, for the next generation. You feel that right there and encourage you to do it more and more and more rather than, you know, like a code number on your app. I think that's the message that we want to deliver.
Okay.
And then, so to answer your second question, right, comparing to a normal shower head. So before us, typically the shower water saving solution is so-called a low flow shower head. You basically cap the flow rate and make it lower and lower and lower and lower. And the problem with that is that at one point, you will stop, you know, saving water because you will have to shower longer in order to dissolve the soap on your body. So the lower the flow rate, the longer the shower, actually. And there's also longer, slower water flowing through the pipe. So there's actually more thermal losses to the whole piping system. So it's a less enjoyable experience and arguably not that effective because you will offset the saving by the longer shower time. So what we do here is we want to use the water resource more efficiently. You just rinse, right? The strong rinse that you want, and then you know, enjoy that
pressure
moment.
Kind of really.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. With normal flow rate, right? And when you don't want to, we minimize it down to only 10% of flow. So you're actually effectively like a 1 gallon per minute shower, but you're still enjoying the rinse when you want it to. right? So the warm-up portion is like a no-brainer. Like, why would you leave water unattended running all the time when you're not even inside the shower? It makes no sense, right? So something smart there, very, very simple trick. It just helps you save 20%, 30% water there. There's a lot of people just turn on the tap, start using their phone, right? That 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute is equal to the same amount of water that you drink per week. Why are you letting it go and start pulling out the drain? Because it's not your fault. It's just that it wasn't designed that way, right? So this product helps you save that right there. And then, you know, whenever you don't feel like active breathing, when you don't use, you need the water, it's very intuitive. Just take a step back, water minimizes, and then best of both worlds, I would like to think.
What about like other product lines in Horizon? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about if I brush my teeth. How often happens that, you know, you learn maybe from your parents, if you brush your teeth, you should switch off the tap. But how often as well happens, you know, you have it under it and then you brush your teeth and you're like, I need to stop the water. You know, is there anything like that, what you're thinking about as well? Or is there any like product variations you're thinking about in the future?
Yeah. So that faucet, home faucet, kitchen faucet is definitely something on my radar. I think one thing that makes water tech hard is the electronics, right? You don't want to plug in your shower because it's terrible, right? So in people's home setting, right, there's not a lot of plugs around the vanity, and especially inside the bathroom. So the turbine is very essential. So we actually engineered our water turbine to be at least three times more powerful comparing to the product we can buy with the same form factor on the market to power our more capable sensors. So with the same setup, right, we can put it in a faucet where if your hand's not down there, it will not come out like the airport faucet. But because installing all those airport faucets, you actually, if you open up the cabinet underneath those, they either have battery packs or they're plugged in. But in your home, you might not have that infrastructure unless you're remodeling. So the plug-and-play solution enabled by our water turbine with any electronics can be something that enables a lot of more of these into every people's home. So we are actively looking at faucets, but again, that will come later. Hopefully, you know, this starts with making sure this combination of plug-and-play solution makes the endpoint of use water fixtures starting to be smarter and smarter. Otherwise, you know, it's something that hasn't changed for a very long time. So you can imagine like maybe 50 years ago, 70 years, maybe 100 years ago, people used the same faucet, same shower.
Insane.
It did not change. And then you have your TV or your smart home. Right?
Because water is too cheap. That's the core issue.
Water was cheap. Water was cheap. Very cheap.
It's going to get more
expensive. And now it's going to get more expensive. Yes. So hopefully this is the time at the end, you know, really help people to use resource more efficiently.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Just to get a feeling, how many customers have you already? Or can you give some sales? Just to feel how big are you already if you just started last year, etc. Just to get a feeling.
Yeah, we started to sell Q4 last year. We sold several hundreds of these.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. Have you taken any money in from externally or have you funded it all by yourself?
We have a few angel investors. Primarily, it's friends and family's support. We will go out.
Are you planning to?
Yes, we're planning to go out and get some external funding to accelerate the market expansion. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe, you know, one of our listeners could be interested in actually, you know,
funding that. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, who knows? What does sustainability mean for you personally?
Yeah, so I traveled a lot. I love nature. I visit a lot of national parks, you know, here and there. I go to places of the world. And it's just sad in a way, right? So you figure, you know, maybe 20 years from now, my kids probably wouldn't be able to see the same thing that I was enjoying. And, you know, I can only imagine that maybe 50 years ago, the nature was even more thriving. I get to enjoy this magnificent thing that, you know, went to Africa or a place like that. I'm like, wow, this is magnificent. But then, you know, it's fading away faster and faster. So I have a background in technology, you know, just studying like sensors and all those electronics, just constantly thinking about, you know, what can we do? It's just something that I can contribute to help. Might not be as big as, you know, the nuclear fusion, something like that, that's out of my wheelhouse, but maybe it's just something that I can do. So when, you know, the other founders of the company approaches me, I was like, yeah, this is something I'm really, really passionate about. I feel like whenever we're doing, you know, testing out showers, testing out the sensor performance, doing all these, you know, trials or trying to get the market push, every time you feel frustrated doing work, look back and think that this is something that what made an impact, although it's hard. And, you know, working at a startup is always lonely, limited resources and all those things. It's just the purpose, just when you look back, it gives you the firepower to, you know, keep going and keep going. And I think one point where it really felt worth it was the first time. Well, there's a shower explosion story. We mentioned that earlier in the podcast. But and then there's also, you know, the first time we actually shut off the water, so I step away, the water stopped. And I was like, wow, it just stopped. And, you know, when I started to work, started to use it every day as a first product tester, I actually felt like I was doing something really good. Because I know that just within one shower, I saved a similar amount of water of what people can drink for the whole day or even 2 days just by taking one step back. And then it was like, wow, what was I doing for the last 30 years? You're showering with water free flowing. Why would I do that? And so I stopped. And by learning the fact that I actually am saving a lot of water, I actually stopped, you know, the water flowing when I'm brushing my teeth purposefully. I've never done that anymore. And then also when I do dishes, I also stop the water, like just after working out. And I used to just let the water just run free and yeah.
There's a lot of little things you can actually change.
Yes.
Really impact, because many are like, oh, the sustainability impacting my personal convenience. But there is a lot of things you can actually do without impacting that if you're more aware at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you so much. That was super interesting. That was like our product fire chat, first time ever. I really enjoyed it. If people would like to buy the product or would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can always visit our website at hello@oasis.com if there's any questions. Shoot us an email by as fast as we can. If people want to get in touch with me personally, it's ted@oasis.com. Shoot me an email, I'll always reply. I think that's the best way, just get in touch with us.
Fantastic. And maybe get a voucher for, you know, for our listeners.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
To test it out.
Yeah, let me do something. Of course.
Fantastic, fantastic. So thank you so much, Ted Lee. I really enjoyed that conversation. And
thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to see where your water-saving company is going.
Thank you very much. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing too. The world needs more of you. There's the big project, there's the small project, but I think everyone needs to be on board knowing that if you do not need to spend that much, you can always do tiny things and it will add up as a whole. It's all 70 million people do tiny steps, it collectively is a huge step for the planet and for the next generation.
But it was a great last sentence. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining today's episode. You can find the show notes, background materials, and contact details of our guests on our website, sustainnow.ch. Follow and share our podcast on any platform available. Do you have a comment or interesting solution to take a deep dive? Please don't hesitate to go to our website, sustainnow.ch, and write us an email.